From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Kurdish fighters backed by U.S. airstrikes celebrate as they raise a Kurdish flag atop a government building in the northern Iraqi town of Sinjar. This as they continue a large-scale offensive to take the strategic city from Islamic State militants. The new offensive began Thursday along a critical supply route between Islamic State-held Mosul and the group's self-proclaimed capital in Raqqa, Syria. Peter Cook is a Pentagon spokesman.
If this is indeed severed, then that does mean potentially a significant impact on ISIL's operations in that part of Iraq. We have to wait to see exactly how this plays out. This could take some time. We don't have a timeline for it. But we do believe that this would have an impact on ISIL, specifically in northern Iraq, and the ability to resupply their forces, the ability to provide new foreign fighters into the fight.
So far, however, Islamic State is showing no signs of an outright surrender in Sinjar. Also in Iraq, officials say a suicide bomb attack at a Shiite funeral in Baghdad has killed at least 12 people. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack, but suspicion fell on the Islamic State extremist group. President Barack Obama has lifted U.S. sanctions on Liberia Thursday. White House spokesman Ned Price cited what he calls Liberia's tremendous progress since emerging from civil war in 2003, including its commitment to democracy and development of political and economic institutions. However, the White House says much remains to be done in Liberia, including transferring security responsibilities from a UN mission to Liberian forces next year and a presidential election in 2017. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.